B-Pod Studios.
It's a rap party podcast.
I was on TikTok. I apologize. I got wrapped up into a Portland riot. Mm. It looks like the West Coast has just been falling apart with the San Francisco looting and the Portland rioting and the whatevering. And
I mean, it's Thanksgiving week. Can we all hug each other?
Hey, listen, on the show today, we wanted to do compliments for each other.
Yeah.
I think that's a great idea, Loren. I love the fact that you have crazy things on your face right now.
Thanks, Roy.
I don't even know what they are, but I love it.
Thank you. I have the gold. Oh, I threw away the wrapper. Those like things that you put under your eyes and on your forehead. I don't know what they're called. What are they called?
Papio collagen eye treatment.
Collagen treatments. Yes.
Easy and effective skin solution. Mm-hmm. What does it do? Just makes everything tight?
It's supposed to help with fine lines and wrinkles. And then I have a tightening facial tomorrow where they do like electrostem on your face.
Hang on a second. There's only so much I can process at one time. But you know, Sterling is really into skincare and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So he's been wanting a facial for Christmas. So they're going to do what to your face?
It's like electrocurrency that they put through your face. Hold on.
What'd you say you were getting?
She's going to get
a tightening facial.
Oh.
And it's going to like be electrocuting her face?
So there is a woman here in Charlotte who was in this. I'm not going just because she was J-Lo's girl, but she like travels and she is known for doing like J-Lo skincare and that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So
the only reason why you're using her is because...
No, it's not. It's okay. Not.
It just means she's legit.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, anyway, she's had a place here in Charlotte for a while, but she just moved to South Park. So I haven't been to her new facial bar yet, and her facials are, like, crazy expensive, but the facial bar is, like, $100, and it's, like... an abbreviated facial. But they still do like some of the same things.
Plug her. Maybe what's her business called?
Tosca.
That's cool.
I don't even know what that means.
I got Jessica a HydraFacial for her birthday. And then I think she's getting me one for Christmas. And that looked really, like, she was glowing. I mean, still, even last night we were on FaceTime and I was like, you're freaking glowing.
Yeah. So she does these, facial mini bar treatments.
Okay.
And they're 30-minute treatments.
And they just like shock your face into tightness?
Well, so they have like a purifying, a brightening, a lifting, a calming,
a hydration.
Can you
do all the above? Do the buffet of skin, of facials?
So they do something called the works, and it's, let's see, what is that? It's a combination of purifying, brightening, lifting, calming. It is everything,
I guess.
But what I'm having done is the... lifting, which is an anti-aging treatment that tightens and tones your skin while using microcurrent therapy.
So that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to hear how that goes and what you look like after.
I mean, I'm sure I'll look the same.
I have to. I'm sorry. There's not a world where I cannot take a photo of that. I just took a photo of Loren's face. just you looking at me having a normal conversation with patches underneath your eyes.
You can't take me serious. Yeah. Well, now I'm thinking maybe I should have done the works. Damn it.
Well, I don't know.
But it's only 30 minutes, so if they do the works, then they're only doing... Like five minutes of each thing. Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe it's better just to get one big treatment for 30 minutes. Yeah. Sterling has this wrinkle on his forehead. And he hates it. It's like this line. And he's doing everything he can right now.
Botox, baby.
That's what I tell him. He feels like he's too young.
No. There's like preventative Botox. Like people start doing preventative Botox at like 27.
Oh, yeah. So we're within... I told him, I was like, get ready. I'm going to do Botox with no shame.
Mm-hmm.
No fucking shame. But he, you know, he has a whole exfoliation, skincare, moisturizing regimen, 8 fucking creams.
Yeah.
They have to go in a certain order.
Mm-hmm.
on some days you do these serums, mm-hmm. on some days you do these. You do that too? Do you have a whole thing?
Mm-hmm. Sure do.
Oh my God. Like because you can't use these serums every day, otherwise it would hurt your face.
Right. Like I exfoliate twice a week. And then you tone on your off days, and then it's like a whole thing.
It is a whole thing. You know, all I do is moisturize and sunscreen.
That's good. I mean, and you have great skin. That's all you need.
That's all I do is moisturize and sunscreen. But watching him do a whole thing, I'm like, maybe I should do it.
You know what? I didn't realize. I went to the dermatologist because I'm trying to be a big girl and go see all of the doctors that I haven't seen in 10 years.
Yeah.
So when I went to the dermatologist, they do like a full body whatever. And he's like, everything looks great except for the spot on your hand. And I was like, what do you mean? And he's like, well, you have a sunspot on your hand. And I didn't notice it until he pointed it out. And he doesn't think it's anything at this point. But it basically, my hands are older than my face is. Because when I put sunscreen on, I never put it on my hands. I just put it on my face and my body. So I have like 4 spots on my hands that now will never go away. And you can't really see them until I'm like make a fist.
Even you're doing it and I can't see
it. It's there. Where's the?
So now you're going to put sunscreen everywhere.
Yes.
Yeah, I went in because I this little mark on my cheek popped up and I thought maybe it was like a sunspot because I did get sun poisoning once. And she said, no, it's just a genetic thing. She goes, I can cut it off if mm-hmm. you want.
I'm like, no. If it bothers you.
Yeah, she goes, it's no big deal. Well, you know, I've done the full body scan, the full body inspection. Mm-hmm. It is intimate when you are an overweight man, though, because they're just going throughout your whole body looking.
Mm-hmm.
I have fat rolls. She would pick my rolls up to look underneath them. You want to talk about something that makes you go, oh, my. I want to go fucking eat a salad because I'm having a doctor pick up my fat and look underneath.
I mean, I guess you have to do it.
She's like, their skin. I got to check the skin.
We
she's
have to
a
do with our boobs.
But it's so humiliating because I just thought for sure she'd just like keep going down.
Yeah.
And then she lifted it up, my stomach up, and I was like, oh, Lord.
By the
way, you just took your eyes off. How did you know they were done?
Because it's 10 minutes.
Oh, okay.
And I had them on before we started the podcast, and we're already at 8 minutes now. My dermatologist is a guy. So when I did my full body scan, I had to pick my boobs up so he could check under my boobs.
Yeah. I probably could have picked up my own belly, but I didn't know. She did it.
Okay.
She practically needed a fucking lever system.
I mean, I don't know. I feel like, yeah.
And she got like right up near my junk, which, you know, and you need to look at mm-hmm. everything.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I just, when she's like, all right, we're going to just do a quick look over. I didn't expect the quick over to be
everywhere.
Inch of my body. And I got a lot of real estate. Like it's a lot of square footage.
But they do. They check like even between your fingers and your toes. And it's very thorough.
So on the show today, we were talking about how you had a long lost sister reach out to you.
Mm-hmm. I wish she would have stayed lost.
Can you quickly pull up that message and just say it again for us on what she said?
Yeah. And this is like, I wouldn't typically share something so,
intimate.
Yeah, because it kind of bashes my dad a little bit, and I don't think it's fair because my dad's not here to defend himself.
But I think it's important that it shows how messed up she is,
mm-hmm.
because everyone knows your dad's not that person, that evil monster that...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
She's portraying him to be?
Yeah. And I mean... Here's the the thing is that, like, that was her experience with my dad. I'm not telling her that she's wrong, but it wasn't my experience with my dad. Yeah. And I'm sure that there are some people out there who have different opinions of me than you do listening, or Roy, you do here in the studio. Like, there are
I've said it many times. There are people in this world who's going to say, when I die, Roy was a fucking asshole. Uh-huh. And then there's going to be some people who's going to say he was a saint. He never did wrong. Mm-hmm. It just depends on which Roy you get.
Sure. Right. So the message starts off and it says, you know something? I'm so proud of you and Vinny, which is my brother. She says, you are beautiful, Al. I'm really missing having family. I never hurt you. Dad hated me because I looked like my mom, and she hated me because I acted like Dad, even though he wasn't in my life. Dad treated me and Cheryl very poorly. He was ignorant and sabotaged my emotions. He wanted you long before you were ever thought of. Your kids are adorable. You've got it all. And I'm happy for you. Please call me sometimes or message me.
Yeah. Happy for you. Mm-hmm. She says. You could just hear how crazy that is. Like, she is stewing on her own issues and lashing out at you with them. So we took phone calls off the air of people giving Lauren advice for dealing with the situation. A lot of people dealt with something similar. Here are those calls. All right, Jeanette, welcome to the Main Your Morning, the Lauren Morning Show. What did you want to say to Lauren?
So I'm actually in, I understand her position. I am in her position. I also have a older brother, a half brother from my dad's side. And I also have a younger brother from my dad's side too. So he was married before and he's married again. And I don't understand her half sister at all. I would never do this to my half brother at all. And I think she's just really jealous, and to delete the message, not to think about it and to move on.
Now, do you have a relationship with your half siblings?
So with the older one, I do. We actually are closer than I am with my dad. So we call each other once in a while. It's not like we're super close, but we do talk to each other and we are nice to each other. I mean, he never, ever, ever did anything like that.
And so, I just wonder, like, is this, like, did you grow up with that person? Like, I don't know that I've ever even met my older sister.
I never even knew my dad had a son before. We actually found out when, I mean, my mom knew. Oh, sorry, that's my son. My mom knew that he was married before he had children, but I didn't know. So I met him when I was 18. And we didn't grow up with that. But since I'm 18, I know him, and that's about 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So we're in each other's life quite a bit. But he would never do that, and I would never do that to him.
Yeah, so I feel like I would have been more open to this transaction had it not been bashy.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, for her to trash her father like that, it's still her father. I mean, it's still my father. I would never put him down. I mean,
I even understand, like, if they had a strained relationship, but
yeah, but you don't. That's
right.
The problem.
Jeanette, thank you so much calling in. We just have to get to a lot more people. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jeanette.
Bye-bye.
Donna, thank you so much for holding. What did you want to say?
I wanted to tell Lauren, first of all, I love you guys.
Thank you.
Love you.
But tell Lauren that I've had the same situation. My dad was a Rolling Stone. He's got kids everywhere. But his ex-wife, he had 5 kids with her. And when they divorced and he got with my mom, and first of all, that was back in the 70s, and my mom is white, my dad is black, so his ex-wife was black, and she did not like the fact that my mom was white, so she was always trying to come in between them, and she wouldn't let him see the kids, and she said that he would have to come by himself, and my mom was like, well, one, no, you're not going by yourself. And he told her, he said, well, if I come, I'm bringing my wife. And she was like, well, you can't see him. So that was correct on your part. It might, you know, they might not realize that their mom interfered as well.
Right.
So their mom interfered with all of that, with the visitation. So my dad never really got to see them anymore after they divorced. And so they all are a little bitter between of me and my little brother, even though we're not little anymore, we're grown. But they are jealous of our relationship. And I've had to tell them, hey, I'm sorry that our dad wasn't there for you, but, you know, you can't hold it against us, for one, and stop making us feel miserable about our relationship with our father.
Yeah.
But, and I hate that you're having to go through that exactly right at Thanksgiving, but, hey, they need to let it go. It's over and done with. It wasn't you, you know, they don't, you don't really know what really went on.
Right. So. It was almost like she was trying to make me feel guilty for a relationship that she didn't have with my dad.
Right, right. And it's not your fault. So definitely don't give it another thought during Thanksgiving. But I would have you ever talked to her, talked to them, and really got it out about your dad?
No, honestly, because I don't know. I get these messages every once in a while, and I don't feel like I owe them anything, and I don't know if that's the right way to feel about it, which is why I brought it obviously to our radio family.
Right, right. Well, no, you don't owe them anything, especially at this age. It's like, listen, it's over and done with. You know, you need to let it go and everything. Like, I don't have a relationship with probably six of my siblings.
Mm-hmm.
I only have a relationship with one of my brothers who was the ex-wife's son, and then another sibling and my brother. But, I mean, it is what it is. If I see them, I speak. You know, I say, hey, how you doing? Keep you moving. If they don't even want to do that, I'm fine with that, too. So, yeah, all live your life and be happy.
Well, thank you. Thank you for your input.
All right. Have a good one.
Have a good one, Donna. And unfortunately, Ren, everyone else hung up because those were long conversations.
I know. Sorry.
No, I mean, it's a heavy.
Yeah.
You're going through a heavy thing. The girl, the fact that you had a sister reach out to you right here at Thanksgiving and to pretty much say that she's jealous and that she has all these issues with your dad. How do you even engage in such a thing? You know,
I'm not even 100% sure what she's asking for. If she's asking me to clean up a mess that happened before I was even alive.
Right. And the fact that you gave them opportunities.
Yes, and I think that's the biggest thing, is my dad did try to have a relationship with them when I was a teenager, I do remember, and one of them came down to stay with us in Florida once or twice, but on my dad's deathbed, like, we called them, and we were like, hey, dad's passing, and they didn't even want to speak to him, let alone come to say goodbye.
Yeah.
So
they, what is it, they lay in the bed they made? Is that the saying?
I think so.
Yeah. Okay.
You made your bed.
You made your bed. Yeah. Well, Loren, let's wrap up the rap party.
Mm-hmm.
Meanie is out. I know we didn't talk about that before. We've been now talking to you for 17 minutes. Meanie is out. He's taking a break this week, and we'll be talking with him next week, hopefully. We don't know when he's – hopefully next week.
Yeah. We also have Secret Santa coming up.
That's true. And Nicole – I forgot to promote turkey bowling. Okay, yeah, we're bowling for turkeys. We have, what, 20 turkeys to give away Wednesday?
Something like that.
Do we have anything to put on Instagram, too?
We need a graphic or something. Maybe we can go in Canva and make something real quick. All right, well, that's the Red Party Podcast. Love you.
Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.